welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello, welcome back. Now we have a nice quick episode today. What we are talking about is how to maintain quality while you are building a team, because far and away, the most common objection to having a team that I get is that it's going to create more work for me. No one can do it as well as I can, you know, all of these things. And yes, when you hire someone, it is going to be more work initially, but you put in that work initially so that you can then step away and not have to think about it ever again. So, yes, that's, you know, that's what happens. It's kind of like when you're losing weight, right? There's the hard part of losing the weight, and then it's easier as you maintain. So that is similar to what it's like when you are building your team. Now, how I like to talk about it is a three-step process. So it's a three-step process where you're moving from training the person to mentoring the person to coaching the person. Now, this coaching phase does not end. It doesn't end. It doesn't, you don't come to an end point with that. As a leader, as your CEO, your role is now people. People are now your job. It is not, you know, you're not the doer anymore. You look after the people, people who you are collaborating with, people who are your clients, people on your team. That is your job. People are your job. So we need to get really good with this, because we are spending money on our people and we want to get them up to scratch as quickly as possible. And we want to do it in a way that is as stress-free as possible. And we don't want to leave our clients in the lurch, and we don't want to, you know, drop the ball on projects and all of those things. So we do need to have this be a process. So when we are training someone, this is like full on working alongside them. They are going to be doing exactly what you say. They're going to be following the instructions. They're going to have a checklist. They are not going to deviate from the plan. So that's kind of phase one. It's like doing the thing exactly as I've told you to do it, right? Then phase two of training is when you are giving them some projects to do, where you are leaving a little bit, like they're helping you to collect information. They're looking into things and reporting back to you, and you are going to decide exactly what to do. And then you're going to give them the exact instructions, but you're giving them a little bit of leeway in terms of go and look into this, and then I'm going to decide. So that's kind of the phase of training. So this, you know, you're going to have your SOPs, you're going to have your checklist, you're going to have your tools to use. They are going to be shadowing you. They are going to be, you know, under your close instruction, following along. You're going to stick together like glue. You're not really giving them any autonomy at this point. You are totally, you know, micromanaging kind of gets a bad rap, but micromanaging at this point is needed, because they are coming into your business and this is your business baby and your clients are really important to you. And I have lost clients because of not training staff well enough. And so I am now very conscious, and don't even at this phase let people send emails to clients without me looking at the email. The reason is that if you assume things before people have been trained, and you assume they know something, or you assume that they're not going to, you know, put a smiley face on an email, or you assume that, you know, you're going to have some assumptions, right?
I have learned from experience to not assume anything and to look at everything, because there are certain standards that they need to be aware of in this phase. So hopefully you've got all those SOPs, those standard operating procedures. Hopefully you have examples of what good actually looks like. Hopefully you have documentation around how we speak to clients, and we have all of that. And still, I need to see their first drafts of things to make sure that they have understood it, because otherwise I'm going to say, did you read the material? And they're going to say yes. And that's kind of it, right? So in this training phase, we have a 4-week training plan for our staff members that they go through different training, through different assessments, through different, shadowing different people. It's going to be really different depending on the role, but map out what this training period looks like. Who are they shadowing for how long? What course material do you need them to go through, if anything? And this is going to be the phase that takes a really long time. Like, it might take them an hour to do a task that takes you 10 minutes. And if it takes them an hour and you're shadowing, like you're alongside them, it's going to take you an hour. So really you're paying for 2 hours for something that would have taken you 10 minutes. But if you continue to pay yourself that, and you're paying someone $30 an hour and you could earn $200, $300 an hour, then guess what? You're going to earn that money back pretty quickly, because you're not going to be doing that task anymore. They're going to be doing it for you, and they are going to get quicker. But it's really investing the time in training here. So from there, you are going to move into mentoring. Once you feel like, yep, they know exactly what they're doing, you know, they feel like they've got control over this. Yes, they're going to come to you with questions, but you think that you can give them a little bit more space to do the thing without, and maybe if they do 10 of a similar task, you're only going to check one of them, or you're not going to go through every single line and have a whole heap of things that require amendments. Like, they're going to get it pretty okay. And so you can now give them a bit more space where you aren't checking in, you're not looking at 100% of everything that they're doing. So you're moving into mentoring. So after that, in the mentoring phase, your trust level is increasing, right? And the responsibility level is increasing. So you're going to move into this phase where you are moving into, like, when they go, they're going to start giving you their opinion about things. You're going to be asking them, because now they've worked with you a bit, they know what kind of decisions you make, you've explained why you make decisions the way that you do. So they are now going to move into that phase where they are going to go and do some research or come up with some ideas around things and present them to you and give you their opinion. And they're still not going to do anything unless you approve it, but they are going to give you some options. So they've taken that step back. They're not just taking instruction from you with nothing else. They are going to come to you with some ideas about what they think that they're going to do, and then you get to approve, disapprove, edit, all of that. And then from there, they're going to kind of they're going to move to that next phase where, so this phase three, this is like where you're getting their opinion on things. They're going to come to you with like 10 ideas, right? And you're going to make the decision. As trust builds more, this is still the mentoring phase. It's when they are doing the research, collecting ideas, and they are refining it, and they are coming to you with kind of one decision, and then you get to kind of override that if you need to, or you can agree with them, but they're not coming to you with like 10 of them. So this is the mentoring phase, right? And then also in this mentoring phase is going to be that where you decide what it is that they do on their own, but you set the bumpers on the bowling lane, right? So you are putting those boundaries, those limitations there, but they are operating within those things. Once you've spent time with them, you know that they're making the right decisions, that you feel confident that they can take something and run with it in a similar way that you would do it, then that trust is gone up again. And then they can do their own work and come to you when they need you, but they're not running everything past you anymore. And so you are really kind of encouraging them. You are really helping them to, this is the mentoring phase, right? So you are helping them to trust their own decisions. You are helping them to think about their ideas and why they're doing things, but you are not dictating exactly what it is that they should be doing. So then the last phase is coaching. And this is the phase where they are taking action and they don't need approval from you, but they are going to be letting you know what they are doing, when they're doing it. You are going to be across what it is that they're doing, but they're in the weeds of it, they're in the nitty-gritty, and you are not. You are outside of that. They're taking the action and they're just keeping you up to date. And then that final phase is where you can totally let go of all of that day-to-day nitty-gritty stuff. They can really decide on their own what they're doing. They're gonna, you don't really need to know about it unless something goes wrong or unless something goes really good. And this is the goal for the majority of your staff members, right? Either they're under a manager or they're under you, and they're doing what needs to be done, and they're not having to come to you all the time. So this for me is where now the majority of my staff are at, that they know what they need to do. They just go on and do it. And then if I'm communicating with that client, they let me know when it's done and I send it off, or they are sending it to the client. It's getting done. I have no idea when the blog posts are getting published or the newsletters or anything, and I don't need to know about it. And that's a beautiful place to be, right? Because then the income from that client comes in, the staff member is getting paid a percentage of that. And of course, there's other overheads and things, but the profit left over has come with not doing any work, right? So this is, as a B2B service provider, where you want to get to with the majority of your staff, where you can have clients that are your clients, but your staff handle the majority of the day-to-day and all of the stuff, unless, something goes wrong and you need to step in, or for some other reason that you need to be, providing your expertise on something. But this is how you step away and you don't let go of the quality. It is not just handing somebody something and then letting go of it. It really is the process where you're moving from, doing this exactly as I have said to do it, to, they're doing some research versus now they're giving your opinion. Now that they're checking in with you. Now they're kind of doing their own thing, but within some boundaries. And then they are taking action, letting you know what's going on so that you can say, oh, do it this way next time, or whatever it is you need to say. And then they're just taking care of it all for you. It is really this lengthy process. And I say lengthy as in there's multiple steps. So the three-step process is training, mentoring, coaching, but it's a scale, right? And it's like a staircase, and they're stepping up and stepping up and stepping up in levels of responsibility, and their trust is growing in at every step of that. So this is a formula that I got given when I first started my agency, and that we have run with, that has been so helpful to me as we have built the team. So I hope that this framework is helpful for you. And this is what we help our clients do inside the CEO Incubator, is we work with them on this process for every single role, what that looks like at every single stage. So If you want to be able to apply this in your team, then apply for a free strategy session with me. I do one of these every single week, a free 30-minute strategy session. If you would like to book that, it's annaliesewarn.com/consult. There is only one spot available every single week. You'll see a few spots open on the calendar, but once one's booked in that week, we close it off. So if you would like to talk through this for you and your business, just let me know and we can jump on a call and map this out for specific staff members. So you'll walk away with an actual plan about how to hand things over and get to that point where you are getting the profit from the clients and not having to do the work for it. This is how we have true freedom in our business. By having a high ticket product, by having staff members that can support you and take over and do the client work, take care of everything for you. This is the dream as a B2B service provider. And this is how you get there methodically, by thinking it through, by acting it out and taking the steps without skipping any of them. Now, it sounds involved and it is in a way, but also, it's really fun, right? It's really fun because you get to see these people flourish. And this process will be quicker with some people than others. It'll be quicker with some other roles than others. And it kind of doesn't matter, because once you get someone to that place, then you don't have to think about those things ever again. So it's totally, completely worth it as long as you get the right people. So if you don't have the right people, then listen into our four-part video series. If you don't have that, the link is in the show notes, or send me a DM on social media and you will be able to download those for free. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. And I will chat with you on the next one. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annaliesewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.